So then I'm like, I like my brother comes up and I'm like, dude, like I'm telling him about money and countries. And he's like, just kind of like laughing. And I'm like, I think I'm good for real, dude. Cause that, then I got into a whole thing of like, dude, all your fears are bullshit. Even like having the, you're telling yourself you have to lay on bed cause you're in so much, you're on so much mushrooms. That's all bullshit too. Like get up and go do your thing. You got the message, go about your day. And I was like, right on. And I got up. So I'm like, let's go outside. And he's like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
So we come in through the studio. And we went out on the deck. So I'm sitting outside just like, this is, I remember being like, cause I was gone from the world. So I'm like, yeah. I'm in the city, cars are going by. And I remember just being like, this is a lot of activity, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of people here and they're all fucking on these like weird hell bent missions where they'd been kind of like co-opted into chasing this weird material resource. It was like, it was kind of a strange thing, but then we locked ourselves out. I shut the door behind me. Didn't realize that it locked from the inside. So then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm good. I turned to go back inside and the door just was like, the knob, the lock, we were just like, and I like look at it and was just like, and I thought I was, yeah. I thought I was hallucinating being outside. So I turned to my brother and he was frozen in time. So I look
yeah,
at him
yeah, that's the word.
And he was just, and I was like, Tom, and he was like, what? And I was like, I thought you froze. And he was just yeah. like, dude, you got to go back inside. And I was like, the doors doesn't work. And he was like, what? Did you lock us out? And I was like, I think it does lock for me. And like, he was like, fuck. And it was cold. So I'm outside in the cold and I'm just sitting out there. And again, it was like, I felt myself start to bug and my body was like, dude, if you want to bug, bug, dude. But like, that's on you. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm not going to bug. And then he's like, Spud's working around the corner. And again, I had just come out of like, we shouldn't have countries. We shouldn't have money. We shouldn't have locks. So in my head, I'm like, fucking hate locks, dude. I'm like, this is why we shouldn't have this shit. So Spud comes.
We shouldn't even have locks.
So Spud comes and lets us in. And I'm just like, this is why you have bros. This is why your bros are the best, dude. You can lock yourself out. Your bros can just like, I'm like,
yeah,
this is the only thing that matters. Like, you know, I'm going through all that stuff. And then I go back into bed. I'm not even done. So I'm halfway at this point. He's like, I'm like, I think I'm going to lay down. I don't know if I'm ready yet. And he's like, you're not. Go lay down. So I lay down. This is where it got like truly weird. So and this is like, again, this is the reentry. This is like, I'm coming back to the world. I lay down. I remember kind of crossing my legs like this. Like if you peep under here, like a little, little grapevine.
Yes.
Just, you know, it was comfy. And instantly my brain just shot to like the DNA helix. And I'm like, DNA tight. And then all of a sudden it started going into like, I had this like, not a memory, but I had this like, and it sounds, I thought this was the most profound thing in the world. I was like, fuck, dude. I used to be a sperm cell. And I was just like, well, I was like, I was in my dad and there was fucking millions of cells and I had a whole other life as an organism that I don't even remember. And I was just like, my brothers were in my dad? And I was like, whoa.